The most difficult thing in the world is to remember who we are. A successful organization remembers what it is, who it is, why it is. To be an individual, we must remember why we are. Why do we exist? What is our purpose of being in this life at all? And, you know, it really is important for us to give that a lot of thought. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Successful organizations remember why we exist. So many times an organization gets going and feels so competent and so fulfilled and so wonderful, but they also forget why they're there. For instance, a person may have a dream, and in that dream he develops a company, and in that company they sell the creation of his dream. And the creation of his dream may be like with my son, ultralight airplanes. And in selling these ultralight airplanes, it becomes a fabulous and a wonderful experience. It becomes something that is expressing the divinity within him to be creative and be imaginative. And he goes on with that and does wonderful things. Then all of a sudden, other great ideas come to him, and ideas of developing a pollution-free engine for his planes and so forth, which he has created and has very far along the way. Now, there are friends of his who say he should really get going on the ultralights and build a tremendous manufacturing company in which he has a lot of sales and so on. But my son is more of a dreamer than he is of a big company producer, a big manufacturer. He hasn't forgotten his dream. His dream is of flying. His dream is of enjoying the creation of ideas that come to his mind for his airplanes. And so he keeps on improving his airplanes. He keeps on improving the models that he has. Nothing tremendous, but just a little here and a little there. And pretty soon, he becomes the most popular aircraft in the industry of the ultralight aircraft. And people sometimes try to emulate him and copy him and steal his plans. But he says, that's fine. They don't have the wonderful new features that I've just come up with, the improvements that I make. And that's what makes this plane exciting. The plane itself will fly. Every plane that I built flies beautifully and has a long life ahead of it, depending on the pilot. And if the pilot maintains the plane and keeps it up and flies it according to its standards, it'll last forever. And so he has done that. Well, then, guess what happened? My son had another idea. He had another idea of building this engine that I spoke of. Now, some of his friends say, well, you know, you should just stick to your model, to your ultralight airplanes. And he says, well, sure, okay. So he continues building his ultralights, but he also builds this engine. And this engine takes off just like a rocket. Everybody's interested in it. Everybody wants to see it grow. They think the idea and the concept, and they see a prototype as being so fabulous, they want to invest in it, and they want to do things in it. Well, in that respect, he has to go a little slow, because otherwise the engine could just take off without him. It could just take off, and it would be manufactured in its technique of where it is now. But his dream is to go further. His dream is to improve that engine, constantly bringing out new aspects of it, working with his 3D computer resolutions and so forth. And he's just always under the consideration of being himself and having fun. Now, there are so many people who would like to have him just get going on a project, get going. They want to manage his company. They want to manage him. They want to control him. But no, he has held back because he wanted to be himself and have fun. He wanted to enjoy it. He says, I love flying, and if I get to the condition where I cannot do flying in my work, then my work has to go, because flying is where my heart is. How many of us could stand up for that? I mean, here he is now, a 50-year-old man, doing his projects, doing his program, respected by everyone, respected by the FAA and the aircraft industry around the world, and Everybody wants him to do this and wants him to do that and wants him to go faster and improve. But he just moves along at whatever is fun for him. And he goes out and he finds as much joy going to the Experimental Aircraft Association meetings in Oshkosh every summer and showing off his airplane and showing off his new engine and so forth. And it's just a matter of sharing what wonderful dream he has. And while he's there, people are so eager to have him be an entrepreneur, to move, to get it out, to get it done. Now, it may be done, and it may not. It may one day be fulfilled, and it may not. As far as Mark is concerned, it's fulfilled right now in his heart, and he's having the time of his life. He's enjoying himself thoroughly. Oh, true, he'd enjoy a little more money in his life. He'd enjoy a little more the ability to have more equipment to work with, to have more of a staff to work with who could handle some of the mundane activities of building the airplanes, that he could believe and trust in them. But because they're under his name, under his aegis, he has to make sure that everything is done perfectly. And when you're sure that everything is done perfectly, that doesn't allow you to allow a lot of other people to come in. But you say, well, now look at all these other businesses. They have these things done, and they have a staff, and they have quality control people. They have an engineering department. They have all these various other aspects. That's true. That's true. But you see, when Henry Ford gave his car to his product line and had them build them, he was no longer designing cars. He was no longer being a creative being. He was being a businessman running a business. And if that was his love, then that's fine. But I would rather think that his love might have been making the car, working on the cars, expressing himself in the car. You hear of all of these wonderful car dealers and all of these car creators, the names that are behind them, and you think, what a history they have. How fascinating. Here they had a dream, and they let that dream be manifest. And in manifesting that dream, they allowed it to be produced, and pretty soon it got out of their hands, and pretty soon they were having designers and engineers coming in and creating a swifter, more beautiful car. And they no longer were necessary to their own business. I think that a successful organization is guided by a person who has in his own heart or her own heart the ideal of whatever it is that turns them on. If they want to be an entrepreneur, then be so. If you want to be the creator, be so. If you want to be the inventor, the original idea behind the product or concept, then be so. And you say, well, Herb, you can be all these things. You can be the creator, the inventor. You can be the entrepreneur, the businessman. You can be the manufacturer. You can be all these things. That's for sure. You can. But in being all these things, think about it. How much enjoyment are you getting out of it? Oh, wow, it's fantastic being successful. I told you, and I say it often, I bought the little golden retriever, beautiful tawny puppy, and he's now 11 weeks old, maybe 12, and he's just coming along beautifully. Well, every day I take maybe 10 minutes, maybe a little longer, but about 10 minutes, and I'll pick him up and I'll hold him in my lap. He's already a pretty big puppy, and I will hold him and I will just tell him how wonderful he is. I'll tell him how much I love him, how much I enjoy him, what a pleasure it is to have him in my world. And he chews on my hand as he's teething, but he's so gentle. He looks at me in my eyes and he says, I'm glad to be here too. I just feel wonderful when I talk to him. I feel wonderful when I look at him. I feel there is my reason. That's why I exist. To be loved, to be loved, to be loving. That's why I'm here. To be myself and have fun, to enjoy life. You look at some of these vagabonds who walk the world or the countryside, and they have their dog at their side, and you think to yourself, what a complete person. What a wonderful person. His major responsibility is to sit and talk to his dog. He say, well, what a useless way to live your life. I mean, there are so many ideas and dreams and magic out there to go and fulfill. And that's true. There are so many ideas, dreams, and magic out there to go and fulfill. And if that's another part of your life, that's great. But never forget that part of being the gentle, loving person that you are. Because when you do that, then you remember why you exist. You exist to love. You exist to be loved. You exist to stand in the presence of gentleness, of sensitiveness, of, like a dog, he wants nothing from you. Oh, the food he gets is wonderful, and the petting he gets is wonderful, but you like that too. And every time you feed him, every time you love him, every time you care about him, magic is taking place in your life. Every time you love yourself, magic is taking place in your life. Every time you express yourself in some beautiful, fabulous way, magic is taking place in your life. Well, my son Mark was married, and then he and his wife separated after they had a child for about 5 years, and the child now is a grown young man, fantastic boy, and in every one of their homes, they had some dogs. Well, now, again, a dog is in Mark's life. He married again. He found a lady who, I said after a number of years, Mark, how's your marriage coming along? He says, you know, Dad, I would never have believed it, but every day is better than the day before. It is a wonderful, wonderful marriage. I am so happy. I found this girl who makes me so pleased, and maybe because I make her pleased too. Well, you see, it's not that his first wife was good or bad, or that he was good or bad. It's that he found this person who he could be one with, and he could love, and which brought him happiness every moment of his life, and brings him happiness every moment of his life. And that's because he brings her happiness every moment of his life. How often do we have the privilege of having a perfect marriage, or at least a very good marriage? Very seldom. Most of the time, we have to overlook things, and we have to forgive things. But you see, when you love yourself, when you love the people in your world, there's nothing to forgive, there's nothing to overlook. You just be yourself and have fun. And they are themselves and have fun. And the two of you have fun together. A successful business is where we remember why we exist. We exist to be ourselves and have fun, to enjoy life, and to share that enjoyment wherever we go. Be that enjoyment wherever we go. I know in any business I've ever had, in newspapers and magazines and real estate business and what have you, whatever I did, I put my heart and soul 100% into it. And I thoroughly enjoyed myself. Whether there was a lot of money, or whether there wasn't, whether there was just a lot of work, or whether there wasn't, whatever the case may be, I thoroughly enjoyed myself. And because I enjoyed myself, no matter what circumstances I was under, no matter what problems I faced, everything came through swimmingly. This is what's up to us. Do we remember why we exist? Do we remember that we exist to be ourselves and have fun? I like to say to be myself and have fun. Claim this today for yourself. Be yourself and have fun. And know that this could be your thought for today, tomorrow, and forever. Because now is the only time we live. Be yourself and have fun. And enjoy a life of fabulous, joyous, marvelous conclusions, because you're wonderful. I love you. I love you. I love you.